Pursuant to the authority granted to me by the city charter, I declared a public emergency on March 15, 2020, in response to COVID-19. Furthermore, pursuant to the powers and the governor's executive order, I suspended all city requirements that require a physical quorum to be present to conduct this meeting and authorize that this meeting be conducted by communications media technology under the city's state of emergency proclamation for virtual meetings executed on April 3rd, 2020. The city manager, pursuant to the authority granted him by the city's initial state of emergency for COVID-19, has closed City Hall to the public. Therefore, no member of the public will be allowed into the community wing of City Hall during this meeting. Notice that this meeting was going to be held by communication media technology and not at a physical location was posted on the city's website at least 5 days ago. The notice provided that those members of the public needing reasonable accommodation to participate in the meeting could contact the city clerk for assistance by noon on Wednesday, September 9, 2020. Access to this meeting is being provided via live stream on the city's website at www.pumcoastgov.com and by calling 386-223-1690. Should you need technical assistance, please call 386-986-2391. Today is September 10th, 2020, and it is 6 p.m. Please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Holland?
Here.
Vice Mayor Clufus?
Here, present.
Councilmember Branquino, I believe, is absent. Councilmember Cuff?
Present.
Councilmember Nutz?
Here.
Mayor? Mr. Branquino is absent.
Thank you. We'll now move to agenda item number D1, which is a presentation of our fiscal year 2020 to 2021 proposed budget.
Mayor, thank you again, Honorable Mayor, City Council, and tonight for the presentation, we have Helena Owls, Finance Director.
Hi, good evening, Mayor, Council. We have come a long way. We've started this process early in the summer, so we're glad to be here at our first public hearing. I will introduce Gwen Ragsdale, our Budget and Procurement Manager, and she'll get us started.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council. This, again, is a look at our timeline of what we've covered since March. And as you can see, from April to June, we had various presentations leading up to and including up to our budget workshops. In July and August, we presented multiple budget workshops covering all of our funds, and today is our first public hearing to adopt the tentative budget, and on September 23rd to adopt the final millage and fiscal year 21 budget. This is a showing the department's request for new positions, and we will go over them when the individual budgets are covered. Helena will now present the proposed fiscal year 21 budget.
Your proposed 21 budget comes in at $211,284,973, which is approximately 3.3% higher than the fiscal year 2020 revised budget. We'll go into details in each of these funds. However, as you can see from this chart, the main contributors to the increase are the general fund, utility operations, recreation, and transportation impact fee. This is a summary of the general fund revenues. I would like to outline the increase of $1.6 million in property taxes if we maintain the same millage rate. Since your final budget presentation of August 25th, we have received revised state estimates. The revised numbers were in the positive direction. However, we will maintain our approach to monitor the revenues closely and adjust through the fiscal year as necessary. In this slide, you will see the changes in expenditures. There were no changes from your final budget workshop presentation. The administrative services includes one new position for a finance technician one. The fire department's budget includes three new firefighter EMTs with a starting date of January 2021. And the contract with the Sheriff's Office for Law Enforcement Services includes a 5% contractual increase and two additional deputies for 9 months of the fiscal year. Parks, Recreation, and Maintenance includes a reclass for seasonal hours for two full-time positions. There were no other new positions requested for the general fund. We will now take a look at the proprietary funds, operating budgets, and Carl will join us later to present the capital plan. There were no changes in these funds from your final budget workshop. We'll start with the water, wastewater operating fund. The main increase in this budget is related to $1.9 million to transfer the new fleet facility construction, and the balance of that appropriated fund is for purchase of capital equipment for utility. Storm will not take a look at stormwater budget. The revenue increase is to support the enhanced program, and the projected fiscal year 2021 loan is an SRF loan for the East Section improvement. We'll now take a look at the building fund budget. This includes a temporary reduction in building fees and requests for a one new building inspector. Our IT enterprise fund, there is a projected increase in revenues of approximately $162,000, with the majority, or $142,000, being invested in capital expenditures of the fund. Our last proprietary fund is solid waste. This is where we account for the solid waste contract currently with WastePro, and the increase in this fund is due to growth. If council has no questions on the general fund or proprietary funds, I will now introduce Carl Cody, and he will review the five-year CIP with council.
Good afternoon. I'll give you an overview of the capital projects summary. We'll start with the wastewater and water capital project fund for the utility system. There were no changes here from what was presented at the budget workshop. You know, a lot of these projects, you know, deal with replacing infrastructure, capacity improvements, and one of the major items, obviously, is the expansion of the wastewater treatment plant. Moving on into the stormwater fund, this is our long-range plan for our enhanced program that increases every year. Contains a lot of projects that have to do with replacing infrastructure, adding capacity, and maintaining our stormwater system. The Capital Projects Fund revenue, this is our sales tax. As we indicated, we show some reduced revenue in here based on the projections. We do have some transfers to cover some other entity costs of various projects, in particular the fleet facility at Public Works, and we have some grants as well in here. And as far as the expenses go with the capital projects, we have various projects. A lot of them have to do with rehabbing and maintenance and upkeep of our existing park and facilities throughout the city. The major project in this fund in our five-year plan is our Public Works facility. In the Streets Improvement Fund, again, we had reduced revenue projected for ending this fiscal year as well as next year. We have various projects in here with maintenance of our street system, our sidewalks, our signals, street lighting, but the bulk of the dollars go to our street rehab and renewal program, which in the upcoming budget, we did fully fund our enhanced program for the upcoming fiscal year. The Transportation Impact Fee Fund is related to fees collected from development to go towards capacity improvement projects. So we have various projects in here. This is one where we have a lot of DOT grant dollars that help supplement and help move those projects forward. They're usually very costly projects. One of the major ones now that's under construction, now a lot of it will happen next year, is the Old Kings Road widening, the first phase of that project. Recreation Impact Fee Fund, again, is collected from developers. This was a fee that was increased this fiscal year, and it's going to be a phased approach over the next 2 years. So this has some grants as well from various entities that go towards numerous projects. This is one where the capacity, those development dollars that come in, pay for a portion of the project, and the existing residents pay for the other portion. So there are transfers coming into this fund from the Capital Improvement Fund to pay that portion of the various projects. There are some additional funds that do get transferred in if the facility is like located within the CRA or in such. The Fire Impact Fee Fund, this is one that was studied this year, and a new rate will take effect in the new budget. This is one where the fire department put together a long-range plan. We identified a lot of facilities that will be needed, and when those dollars, and depending on the speed of the development, will initiate when those projects get started. But right now it's projected around the fifth year in a five-year CIP to move with the next major project. And the SR 100 CRA fund has various programs and items in here. There are a few capital projects dealing with some roundabout safeties. There's some transfers out to the park improvement fund for the regional trailhead over at the tennis center. That covers all the capital projects. If you have any questions on those before we move on. If not, then I'll turn it back over to Helena.
Actually, thank you, Carl. I will now cover the Internal Services Fund. So the Fleet Fund has a decrease of $924,000, and there have been no changes to this since our budget workshop. This fund does include an inventory specialist position who is moving from the Public Works Streets General Fund. There's been no change in our fleet equipment request. The total capital expenditure is $4,498,000, which does also include the ladder truck that was originally budgeted in fiscal year 20. The facilities fund, also there have been no changes since our budget workshops. This does also include a supervisor's position that was moved from the Public Works Streets Fund. The IT Internal Services Fund also has had no changes since our budget workshop, and this fund does include a new programmer. The Communications Fund has not had any changes since our budget workshops. This fund shows our purchase of our communication system in fiscal year 20, and we will start the savings process over in fiscal year 21. And for our health insurance fund, there has also been no changes since our budget workshops. Next, we will cover the special revenue funds. So as you can see, there's various funds in this special revenue funds that we covered in depth during our budget workshops, and there has not been any changes in those funds either. And these are the expenses that go with those revenues. Are there any questions about special revenue funds or internal revenue funds before we proceed? Next, we're going to talk about the millage rate. So this is a trim notice that's sent out by the property appraiser's office. This is a sample of a property that is listed for $100,000. So as you can see, the city represents 23% of the total property tax. And as you can see on the side, it lists where the public hearings are and who they are, the taxing authorities. This is an example of the breakdown of a dollar of tax paid, so to show you how much each entity receives. And as you can see, Flagler County would receive the largest part. So if you took a dollar, they would receive 41 cents. The school board gets 31 cents. The city of Palm Coast receives 23 cents, and all the other taxing districts together receive the additional 4 cents. So our certified taxable value for fiscal year 21 was $5,826,000,000, which was an increase of 6.86%, keeping our millage rate at 4.6989. So our rate in fiscal year 20 was 4.6989. The maximum millage trim rate was approved by City Council in July, and we are proposing council to maintain this rate of 4.6989 for the fiscal year 21 budget. So our next steps will be on September 23rd, Wednesday at 6 p.m. will be our final public hearing, where council will adopt the final fiscal year 21 budget and millage rate. And these hearings will be attended through public electronic media. You can follow the instructions on our website at www.palmcoastgov.com or at the Flagler County website at www.flaglerpa.com. We want to remind the public of where they can find all of our budget information is on our website. Transparency is very important to us. As in previous years, we have set the fiscal year 21 budget preparation link on the website. There you will find our presentations, our budget timeline, and all supporting documents and worksheets in detailed budgets. This concludes our presentation. We will take any questions from council at this time.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll now move to agenda item number E2. So I will recess the City Council and convene our State Road 100 CRA Board. Agenda item number 2, State Road 100 Corridor CRA Resolution 2020, establishing the tentative budget for fiscal year 2020-2021, and amending the State Road 100 Corridor CRA budget for the fiscal year 2019-2020.
Yes.
Okay.
thank you again, our City Council, and I believe that this is Helena to present tonight.
Good evening again, Mayor, City Council. The attached resolution proposes the adoption of the tentative budget for fiscal year 2021 for the State Road 100 Corridor Community Redevelopment Agency at a total amount of $2,135,600. The resolution also amends the fiscal year 2019-2020 budget as discussed during a series of budget workshops, which included the State Road 100 CRA budget. The totally revised budget for the fiscal year 19-20 will be $2,088,417 compared to the original budget of $2,035,955. The effect of the current amendment will result in a total increase of $52,462 from the original budget adopted for fiscal year 2019-20. Thank you.
Thank you. Now open up to the public. Any member of the public wish to make public comment on agenda item number E2 in regards to the CRA. please call in at 386-223-1690. Thank you very much, Doug. We'll close public comment. Is there action to be taken on this item tonight?
Yes.
So I will ask for a motion to approve.
Move to approve the resolution as submitted.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Roll call, please, Virginia.
Vice Mayor Klufas?
Yes.
Councilmember Cuff?
Yes.
Councilmember Nentz?
Yes.
Mayor Holland?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
So I will adjourn the State Road 100 CRA Board and reconvene City Council. We'll now move to agenda item number G3, which is a resolution. The resolution is setting the tentative millage rate for fiscal year 2020 to 2021. City of Palm Coast proposes to levy a millage rate of 4.6989 mils. This is an increase of 3.88% from the rollback rate of 4.5236 mils. I will now open up to the public for public comment.
You have to read exactly what's there, Mayor, please. Step two, action.
To hear public comments regarding the proposed millage rate, the general public must be allowed to speak and ask questions prior to adoption of any measure governing the body. Any member of the public that wishes to make public comment, please call in by 386-223-1690. Thank you, Doug. I will close public comment. And I will ask for a motion to approve the resolution as read. And in regards to the City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt the millage rate of 4.6989 mils.
Move that resolution.
Moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Vice Mayor Klufas?
Yes.
Councilmember Cuff?
Yes.
Councilmember Nentz?
Yes.
Mayor Holland?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Thank you. Okay. We will now move to agenda item number G4, which is a resolution establishing the tentative budget for fiscal year 2020-2021 and amending the fiscal year 2019 to 2020 budget. The City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt a budget with total appropriated expenditures and reserves of $211,287,973. I will now ask for public comment on the proposed budget. We'll hear public comments regarding the proposed budget. The general public must be allowed to speak and ask questions prior to the adoption of any measure by the governing body. Anyone that wishes to make public comment on agenda item number G4, please do so by calling in at 386-223-1690. I will close public comment. Asking for action to adopt the tentative budget resolution, the City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt a tentative budget of $211,287,973.
Mayor, we have a number of 211,284,973.
Yes, 973. Okay.
Move adoption of the resolution.
For a second.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Klufas?
Yes.
Sorry. Councilmember Cuff?
Yes.
Councilmember Nentz?
Yes.
Mayor Holland?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
The public hearing to adopt the final millage rate and budget is scheduled for September 23, 2020 at 6 p.m. at the Pumpco City Hall Community Wing. The hearings may be attended through Communications Media Technology virtual following the instructions on our website at www.pumpcosgov.com and the Flagler County Property Appraisers website at www.flaglerpa.com. Ask for an adjournment.
Is there any final comment?
There's nothing scheduled on the agenda.
Move it, move adjourn. Thank you.